loft.
Okay. Oh, and the covering on the house, you call that the
roof.
Okay. And have you ever heard of a, I know your house doesn't have it, but some houses having things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
I ain't got none of them. There's a gutter around there that carries the water off from both of the eaves of the house around there.
Uh-huh. What about when you have a house and an L? What do you call that place where they come together?
You have to put that valley chin in for the water to run.
Okay. You call that the valley? The low place?
I don't know what other people call it.
Okay. And talking about the kitchen, what would you call a little room off the kitchen where you might keep canned goods and things?
Well, when those people build a house like it ought to be built, they throw them pantries in their place to keep the sand and pots in.
Okay.
But I ain't got nothing like yet.
You said they call them pantries and what?
Pantries, I think, or something, isn't it?
Okay. And, say if you had a lot of old, worthless things that weren't any good anymore, you might say, that wasn't good for anything. That was just like old, worn-out furniture. You know, you might say, that's not any good anymore. That's just...
People used to call it junk.
Okay. And what would you call a little room or a house that's used to put things in that you don't want to throw out yet, but you don't need to keep?
Would you have utility house?
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for that? Junk room or lumber room or something like that?
Well, I don't know what all they call them.
And talk, say if your house was all messy, you'd say you had to...
Do what?
If your house was in a big mess, you'd say you had to do what?
Clean it up.
Okay. And the thing that you sweep with, you'd call that the...
Broom.
Okay. You say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say that the broom was where? Or the door's open, so the door's hiding. You'd say that the broom was... Where?
Well, I always set my broom up just on the inside the door.
Uh-huh. But you say that it's behind the door and back of the door, or...?
Some people push the broom behind the door.
Okay. Broom, I noticed you were with a minute ago. Did you make that yourself?
Yeah. You mean you come out 50 yard with?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I made it. People call that old broom stage. You see, you go where that stuff is going up way up high, and you can cut it off, or you can take it and wring it off,
uh-huh,
right there close to the ground, and you can take a knife and take just a little bit of straw in your hand and trim the shift farther off,
mm-hmm,
along downhill. And then you get enough of it clean, you can take your string, fix the loop downhill, and you go to winding your string down here and you get it good and tight down there and just keep it going on up, wind it all up there, and then you tie it up here and you put your sherry ends,
mm-hmm,
behind some of it and pull it where you get it good and tight, and you stay there for a long time.